you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Woohoo! All right, we are burning in hell with Hannah Burner. Getting into some shenanigans. How are you?
Always. Whenever I'm with Sheena, you don't know where the night's going to take you.
You don't. But we are drinking and podcasting. We have a shout out to Mighty Swell. These are like my new favorite seltzers. They're really good.
Austin, Texas. That's cool.
Yeah. Love Austin.
Anything in Austin is interesting.
Definitely. We are recording on Patreon. So if y'all want to watch this video, go and sign up. So we are in LA. You're doing this little comedy tour that I have just become like, I feel like you're Band-Aid, you know?
You're my number one groupie.
I love it.
And mom.
Yes.
Throw mom in. Courtney comes through. Brock came.
Yep.
Basically, when I feel alone and scared in LA, Sheena shows up and has my fucking back.
So we went and saw you at Flappers on Sunday night. And that was so much fun.
Oh, thank you. By the way, Sheena's already seen me do comedy, and Sheena's a busy woman. Not only is obviously she busy as an entrepreneur, but she's a mother.
Yeah, she keeps me busy.
Of a child and two beautiful cats. So the fact that you came to support me like means the world.
Aww.
You're just like too. I didn't expect
no, of
you
course.
To have to, you to come.
Yeah, so Jamie had texted me, and she was like, oh, Hannah. And I was like, wait, I honestly couldn't remember if we talked about that when we hung out in New York last week because
yeah.
It was a pump and dump night for mom.
Yes.
So there were some tequila shots involved. And I was like, wait, did Hannah invite me to her show? And I was like, am I supposed to go? Like, I was like, well, I want to go, obviously.
Drunk plans don't count.
But
you're like, I'll do yoga with you in the morning.
I couldn't remember. So I was so glad that Jamie messaged me and was like, let's go. So brought mom, brought my sister. Dude, Jamie got so... Toucan Jamie Schwasted. It was like, there's this whole story about how at my baby shower, she had two cans of this like Canvino wine.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like on the floor. This was just two glasses of rosé. I don't know what kind of rosé they serve at Flappers, but all of a sudden, psychic drunk Jamie is out. MJ from Shaw's is there. And so was her dad, who, as you guys know, has passed on. But he was there. Shams was there. I was like, okay, Jamie.
It was, no. Sheena basically was the in-between of the afterlife.
Yeah.
And Sheena walked up to MJ and was like, do you like watermelons? MJ's like, yeah. And she's like, yeah, Jamie told me to tell you that. And she's like, what?
I was like, do you believe in psychics? Because I couldn't remember where MJ stood on this, if she was like very pro psychics or like, no, they're fucking frauds. Like, I knew it was like one or the other.
And if anyone watches Bravo, you know this is a pro psychic episode.
Oh my God. Us and our psychics with the show.
We were so into it. And I honestly prefer drunk psychic Jamie.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Very, very, like on another level, interesting. So she tells me, she's like, Sheena, like, MJ's dad is here and he's telling me to not say anything because she's either like not going to believe it or it's not the right time. She's like, so I don't want to say anything. She's like, but he won't leave. He's telling me.
Apparently she loved eating watermelon with
him. As a kid, like that was like a thing that they did.
I was like, whatever Jamie says, Jamie gets.
So I was like, and he like keeps like saying stuff to Jamie and she's like trying to focus and she's like, like I can't get him out of my head. And so I was like, I'm just going to go say something.
That's so funny that it's like a friend who's always on their phone.
Yeah.
But that's when Jamie's just talking to people in the afterlife and you're like, Jamie, hello, are you listening? She's like, sorry, MJ's dad is like telling me shit. So funny. I should do that just when like guys are hitting on me that I don't want to talk to. I'm like, sorry, the afterlife is like really just, in my head right now.
So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go ask MJ because I think she is a believer. But if she's not, then I'll just be like, never mind. Like, my friend's fucking crazy. Like, just don't. So I was like, MJ, I was like, do you believe in psychics? And she's like, yeah, why? And I was like, would you believe me if I told you that your dad is here right now? And she's like, wait, what? Like, so into it. And I was like, hold, please.
We both got goosebumps. Well, first you go, did you eat watermelon with your dad? And she said, yes.
As a kid. And then she was like, whoa.
And then she was like, yeah, apparently your dad's here. And he's been talking about watermelon.
Yeah. And she's like, hi, dad.
And she like did an imaginary hug. And then if I was her, I would have been asking like a bazillion questions. But I could tell MJ was like, you know, she was cool. She wasn't trying to like delve into it. And then we all had a bonding moment with MJ's dad.
Yeah. And then Jamie, literally, like she couldn't drive home that night.
Oh,
so
my God.
My sister drives her car back here. She spends the night. And it was funny. I meant to mention this on last week's podcast. I did a Q&A with Brock. Mm-hmm. And she sent in a question. Let me find it. Because I was like, we need to address this. So we come back. And Jamie and I were like, you know, may as well keep it going. Popped another bottle of rosé. We're like, well, you're here for the night. Yeah. You know, I mean, I already have to dump or drink my milk. So let's just keep it going. So she's telling me about, you know, the guy that she's talking to, et cetera. And Brock is in the room. So Jamie said, I asked her a question. She goes, yes, thank you for asking. I'd like to know what crawled up his butt when he was rage texting me. So she's wasted. He's like, Jamie, shut the fuck up. These guys. And like Brock's just like getting annoyed, like hearing these stories.
He's trying to sleep.
Yes. Oh, and she's just like talking about this guy. Mm-hmm. And so he's like rage texting her. And the next day I looked at his phone and I was like, honey, that was a little aggressive. Like it was like seven texts. Like you had to scroll
Tequila Brock.
To see the whole message.
No, Brock was sober.
Yes.
That was so funny. But that's a classic, like you're sober and someone's drunk and they don't realize how not entertaining they're being.
So get this. Brock finds the guy she's talking about on Instagram.
No.
Pulls up as if he's going to group chat her and him together. He has the message typed out, screenshots it, texts it to her, and he goes, do I hit send? And she's like, no! Oh, my God! And he's like, my child is sleeping. Shut the fuck up. And I was like, oh, my God, honey, like, don't do it. He wasn't going but all it takes is an accidental tap.
She's like, are you threatening me? And he's like, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was a fun, drunk Jamie night.
I love protective dad, bro. He's right? Like, if you don't shut up about this fuck boy, my daughter's going to miss her sleep. And then I have to deal with it the next day.
Yeah. But I do think she will be back for whether it's a drinking and podcasting or just a podcast soon. So stay tuned. In the meantime, that was your show on Sunday, which was so much fun. And then last night, I'm around the corner at a music event, and I was posting a story because this band, shout out to, there were three artists there. They're up-and-coming artists. It was this event called Music Swipe, and it's this new app where they feature, like, up-and-coming artists. They play 15 seconds of a song, and if you like the song, you swipe, and it, like, adds it to a playlist. And if you don't like it, then, you know, you just move on. Cool. So it was three new artists. I think Ella Rose, a band called Nightly, and a band called Calabasas. The two bands kind of reminded me of like Emblem 3. Like they were just real, it was really good. Cool. So I was like, I need to like post these guys and shout them out. So I post a video, and right after I post it, the first thing I see on my feed was Katie Cazorla's flyer for the Laugh Factory at 9:30. I see your picture and I was like, wait, what? I'm like, it's 9:15. I think we can make both happen.
But you see how in my head I'm like, Sheena would never want to go and see me do comedy again in 1 week.
Always invite me. I will come see you. I don't care if it is the exact same routine and I have it memorized. I will still laugh. I will still come every fucking night.
Sheena as a mom is like goals, because Sheena asked me to go to this event and I was like, oh my God, I can't. I have a stand-up set. She goes to the party and my stand-up set.
I was like, see, you could have done both. You could have made both
happen.
And that's
how it's fucking done. But like, we had a rowdy night at Laugh Factory too. Yeah. It was wild.
Let's talk about it.
LA is a scene. Everywhere I go, some shit goes down.
Yeah. So.
Are we the drama?
Right? Follow us. We're sitting at Laugh Factory. We've now made both things happen. Mm-hmm. And I see this guy walk by, and I was like, was that Chris D'Elia? And I'm like, honey. And we were just catching up on You, season 3.
Yes.
So I'm like, remember, I was like, the celebrity like guy that Joe killed Henderson. I was like, that's him. Season and then 2. Remember how he got canceled? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, he's here. And then this guy goes up to do stand-up, and he goes, wait, him? And I was like, wait a second. I swore that was Chris D'Elia, but this guy is not Chris D'Elia.
There was another comic, same height, wearing the same outfit, like a dark gray sweatshirt and pants. They looked very alike.
So similar.
We were both very confused because I was waiting to go on, and I thought I saw Chris D'Elia.
Yeah.
Then I saw this other comic, and I'm like, oh, I think I was just seeing things. But I'm
right.
Not good at faces.
That's what I
then
thought,
too.
Then
I saw Chris D'Elia again, and I'm like, am I going crazy? Then I saw the other comic. Long story short, I have a bit. A joke where I make fun of Chris D'Elia. And I was going to do it. And then I was like, I can't risk. Like, I'm not
what
about
if
to,
he is here?
Yeah, like, I don't want to insult Chris D'Elia to his face.
Right.
So I, like, didn't do the bit. And then afterwards, Katie was like, Chris D'Elia is, like, going to perform tonight.
Yeah.
And he hasn't performed.
Since he got canceled.
He might have done, like, a couple shows. But Theo Vaughn was there, who's
yeah,
fucking great.
Love him. And I've seen him do stand-up a few times, too. So when I saw, like, all of y'all... were
such
there
different
last
styles
night.
Too, right?
So good.
It must have been so weird too to see me like in a more like comedy environment with yeah. the other comics, because you've only seen me like headline alone.
Yeah.
But I was like, I guess I'm an LA comic now.
Maybe. Totally. Oh my God. No, it was so fun. Even the guy who went before you did, I didn't know if you were there for his set.
I saw some of it.
Okay. It was so good. Like,
but all different styles, and it just shows
so different.
Like,
yeah.
There's so many perspectives of that people can have of life that make you crack up.
Yeah. So this, like, I don't want to call him a bootleg, but, like, this, like, you know,
can't call
other...
him a Walmart Chris D'Elia.
Okay, yeah.
He laughed about it. He knows.
Right. Okay. So he should write
name,
that into one
name
of his
His name is
bits.
Mark Hayes. He's hot and Irish. You guys should follow him.
Very, yeah, thick Irish him. Accent. So right yeah. when he comes up, I realize, I'm like, oh, that's not Chris D'Elia. I was like, yeah. maybe I was seeing things.
Unless Chris D'Elia has a new accent and he's reinventing himself.
Yeah. I mean, might not be the worst idea. But then Chris D'Elia is there. I was like, oh, they are both there. We're not seeing things. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, we have to stay, because we were just coming to see you. And then I was like, okay, Theo came on right after you. Yeah. So I was like, okay, and then we got to go home for baby.
Yes.
But my mom was like, she's sleeping. She's fine. Stay out. Have fun. You know, like,
your mom's an angel.
She's the best. So I was like, well, if Chris D'Elia is performing, like, I need to see this. Like, he has to acknowledge being canceled mm-hmm. in his stand-up. Mm-hmm. And
you can't go on just
no.
like nothing happened. Like, oh, traffic's weird. Like, you can't do that.
So it was the first thing he said. Like, he stands up, he goes, so I got canceled. And we're just mm-hmm. like, yeah, we're all aware.
He had a joke. He was like, my baby, I have a baby now.
Yeah.
And the baby's been crying every day.
Every
and
day.
And I've been
every
crying with
been crying.
The baby because... I lost my career. And like, so I like that he did address what was going on. He talked about how he has sex addiction, how he has anger issues, and like, he's really leaning into it. So it was interesting. I mean, you know this town, mm-hmm. how people like come and go, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. We don't know the details really
right.
of his accusations and stuff, but it was a wild night to like witness in
yeah.
the flesh. Cause everything's been just during quarantine virtual. Like, you just
yeah.
see articles about people. And
totally.
So to see, and you could tell he's been through some shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. So like, you and Chris D'Elia do a show together last night, like randomly. And then Sunday night, can we talk about who your opener was for the show that you headlined?
Oh my God.
Jay fucking Leno opens up Hannah's show that she's headlining. Like, Jay Leno.
This is so
what?
LA. So, like, I guess Jay Leno's working on material.
Yeah.
So he'll just, like, hit up the club and be like, hey, is there a show tonight? I'd like to do 20 minutes. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's Hannah's show. Like, ask her. But obviously you're going to say yes.
Of course.
But it's just crazy because before I did Summer House and Bravo, I was like, I want to be on TV. Like, I want to make people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it's crazy how the universe... last time I was in LA was a year ago. I went to Laugh Factory with my mom and just watched comics.
Yeah.
I was like, this is awesome. Yesterday was my first time performing at the Laugh Factory. Aww. And it was kind of a cool full circle. Even being there with you to show like you've been part of my journey and like Bravo's been such a big part of my journey.
Yeah.
But like things evolve and even Jay Leno being there, it's just fucking crazy that like...
Like, could you ever imagine that? Like,
no.
High school Hannah. Like, one day Jay Leno is going to open up for me when I do stand up.
Also, low key, Jay Leno's kind of hot. Like, he's a zaddy.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm into older men now, but like. And he was like tall. I envisioned that he'd be like short.
Yeah.
But he was like sturdy, like strong man. Anyway, he can get it.
Yep. So much fun. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy that like I was able to come to a couple of your shows this week. Oh my God.
It meant the world to me. And also I love that you have such a sense of humor to like, I feel like you just enjoy performers too.
Oh yeah.
Because you're such a performer at heart that you like understand what it takes to even do like 15 minutes.
Oh, totally.
And it's also really cute that you and Brock are like doing date nights and like doing fun things together. I think that's what brought you together initially. So I love to see that you're not like turning into a different kind of couple just because you have a baby.
I'm like, look, if we're not having sex regularly, we got to keep the date nights regular because sex after a baby.
Well, is your vagina okay, babe?
She is.
Okay.
Yes, she didn't tear.
Oh.
I only had one little internal stitch and like all was good.
Good.
Once I got cleared to have sex again, we're like,
how do we like, do this?
Like, mentally, not there. The first time we tried, we're, like, in Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. She's asleep inside. Mm-hmm. But then it was just, like, the whole time I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, my God, what if this is the first time she rolls over? And, like, we didn't have the bassinet set up there because we just randomly went out there one night. And then my AC was broken. And it was just, it was a whole thing. So I'm, like, trying to get into it. I was so in my head. And he knew I was in my head.
Yeah.
And he's very much, like, it's like mental for him. Like he can't just fuck me.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
He just he won't do it. Like he needs to have that like emotional connection. And I'm like, can you just like get behind me and fuck me? He won't do it. He won't do it.
Wait, Brock is so what a little softy.
I know.
Oh my God.
So like that's awesome. But sometimes I'm like, can you just get behind me?
Yeah, sometimes you just need to orgasm, like really for your health.
So that's why I've now found a love for vibrators. Because it's like, unless we can be in that mental, emotional state and connection, you know, it just
and sometimes you're like, why do I have anxiety? I've been drinking water, what's going on? And sometimes you just need to like release. It's like a sneeze. Sometimes you just have to fucking sneeze from your vagina.
Yes.
And that's why I do dildo ads.
Yeah.
But it's also funny. It's like almost having a pet watching you have sex, but like 1,000 times worse when you have a baby.
Oh, yeah.
You know, first you're like, oh, butter my cat. Like, don't look. And then you literally have a human
now
child.
A human.
And also, you feel like you're a mom, which is like not necessarily like the sexiest thing, but then you also still want to be like fuckable, but then you also want to be a caretaker. I don't know. It's being a woman is so complex and there's so many sides of it.
And
you don't have to pick one or the other.
No, totally. And it was like in the beginning, like I still wasn't even comfortable with like my body and how I looked and felt. And then I'm also like, I'm breastfeeding still. I'm like, am I going to just be like squirting out milk at you? Like, I don't know what my boobs now, they just have a mind of their own. And like when they're full, it's just like, bam, bam, bam. Like, they drip.
Do you feel,
it's a lot.
You have a slightly different relationship with your body now that you see, like, the purpose it's filled? Not, like, not just to be sexy all the time?
Yeah. It was a struggle for me a little bit in the beginning just because it was, like, I didn't even mind. I gained about 55 pounds. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even mind, like, the weight gain, the big belly, like, being swollen, all of that. Because I was, like, I'm creating human life.
Yeah.
But then once she's out... And then I'm like, oh, now I just look like this. Like,
you're like an empty garbage can. Like,
like my belly button was stretched. I don't know, like this wide. It looked so weird. Mm-hmm. I have had my belly button pierced for 20 years. Mm-hmm. So to already like not have that in and then to just see this crazy wide belly button, it was just like, and the saggy skin. And it was just like nothing fit me. I was home for 3 days from the hospital before we started filming this season. So I'm like, cool, like Lala just snapped back and is in a fucking little string bikini, like being like, I need to wear high-waisted for my pooch. And I'm like, fuck you, shut up. Look at me, okay? Like, you look better now than you did before you had a baby. How is that even possible? And it's like, don't compare, Sheena. You know, like everyone's journey's different. But it just...
Well, so, most people don't have to go immediately on national TV.
No.
Right after they pop them out.
Not at all.
So, yeah, like if you want to have a confident fight with someone, you don't be worried also like what skin is like flinging around.
No. And then it's like with our group, we do so many themed fucking parties that by like the third one, I was like, if there is one more fucking themed party this season, this summer, I'm going to lose my shit. And then my own boyfriend decides, let's do a Mad Max themed birthday party. I don't even know what Mad Max is. Like, I'm so confused. I'm like, what is Mad Max? Why is Max mad? Like, literally.
You're like, it sounds like negative energy. I don't want the anger around me. Yeah. But it's true. Like, it's hard enough to find your own outfit of normal clothes that you like, but to find a themed one that fits your body type and whatever. And also, a lot of times, it's like you're just kind of insecure about it, but you still want to feel confident when someone calls you out of something on reality TV and you have to defend yourself. Mm-hmm.
So,
but you did it.
Yeah.
You look stunning. Also,
thank you.
It was all worth it for the pregnancy photos. I mean,
thank you. Here's the
next fucking level.
I am so thankful that I over the top did so many photos because I was like thinking at the time, like I always tend to think pessimistically, which I think is thinking realistically. Like, what if something happens? What if this is the only time in my life that I am pregnant? Mm-hmm. And who would have known that I would get diagnosed with HELLP syndrome, which could have been fatal. They caught it just in time. God. Now, I honestly don't know that I want to get pregnant again because it could be fatal. It could be nothing. I might not get it again. It could be I need to deliver 3 weeks early, do an emergency C-section. Like, her lungs might not, or his lungs might not be developed. Like, next time around, like, I don't know. So I'm like, now we're strongly considering adoption, surrogacy, one and done. We don't know. But I mean, I'm like, I got the photos.
Celebrate those fucking moments. Like, celebrate the wins in life.
Yes.
Because like, it's easy to just sit around and, like, complain about the shit. But we all were on your journey to, like, getting pregnant. And it's important to fucking own that shit and celebrate it. And you looked fucking hot.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, back to you. So we hung out in New York a couple weeks ago. We're here in LA this week. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going back to New York. So by the time you guys are listening to this, we've already hung out again in New York.
It's insane.
I love this.
The Sheena time, I cannot have enough. Except it's funny because I just like aspire to be as social as you. And you're like that friend who's like, we should do something. And I'm like, Sheena's right. Sheena's right. I need to get off the couch. Because I do think I had a time where like, especially in quarantine, you kind of just get like a little depressed. You're not feeling that great about yourself. So when I don't feel good about myself, I don't really care to like show face around town. But like, having you always be there, like liking stuff on Instagram, little nice texts, like I never felt scared to like come out and like I like push past anxiety when I'm hanging out with you, which I love.
Yay. Well, I love hanging out with you. You are literally one of my favorite people. Oh, I was so excited for my sister to meet you when we were in New York a few weeks ago.
We hit it off. She vibes right
with me. She was like, wait, Hannah has a show. She's I want to
like
come. She's
like you, but like more like sarcastic Gen Z-ish She's type vibes. She's the
bitchy version of me.
And I'm obsessed with that. Like, yeah, Sheena's Love and Light and Courtney is like Love and Light with a shitty attitude. Oh, yeah. You know, like I love it.
Totally. So we just talked about how Jay Leno opened up for you. I want to know if you could open up for anyone or have anyone else open up for you, who would it be?
I really love Amy Schumer and Chelsea Handler.
Me too. Oh my God, I love them.
They are such fucking trailblazers. I grew up watching Chelsea Lately. Uh-huh. Like every night before I was going to bed, I watched Chelsea Lately. And the way she interviews really inspired me because like she showed that women could be like, I hate to use this word, but you're with an Australian, cunty. Like, she's cunty, and she'd make, like, the male guests uncomfortable, and she had this confidence about her where, like, she didn't care how she looked. She just was like, I'm a power bitch, and I'm going to make everyone laugh. And she didn't have to be smiley all the time. And she was different and cool. And then Amy Schumer, I think, is one of the funniest people ever.
Oh, yeah.
And
seeing her blow up. Yeah.
So it's funny because
I did you watch her on Last Comic Standing?
No.
Oh, see, that's where I first got introduced to her. Oh, yeah. OG. From like her first routine on television, I was like, I like this chick.
So you really are like a comedy fan. And you could tell early on, like, she had it.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's funny with your career. I feel like you can't teach funny. But yeah. then it's your job to, like, become better at writing, become better at performing, cutting the fat of your set. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's what I'm doing now, which is, like, the hard part is, like, me saying, like, I want to fucking do this for real.
Yeah.
And do the tour. And now it's, like, just getting better and be a little critical and
right.
try to be as funny as I can while also having fun with it. Because if you're not having fun with it, you can't be funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So Amy Schumer... And I have, like, friends of friends who are, like, I'm kind of connected to her, but yeah. I haven't actually, so embarrassing. She did follow me for a second.
Same.
And then she unfollowed me.
Same.
What the fuck is up with that?
I was just going to say, so she followed broke Kristen and I one night.
Broke my fucking, I'm like, same. What did I post that turned her off?
I know. I think she just had a night where she followed a bunch of Bravo people and then was like, fuck all of you. I don't need to follow you.
Oh my God.
I was so excited when I got that notification.
When she followed and it was like at the top of all my stories, yes. I was like, well, I made it.
I made it.
I was bragging to Des. Yeah. I was bragging to my mom. And then I checked my phone one day and I was like, oh no, she hates me. Wait, the fact this happened to you makes me feel yes. less bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe she followed some Bravo Labs. But it's funny, like Des knows her.
Uh-huh.
My ex knows her. We'll meet eventually.
Yeah. For sure.
We will.
And I know she watches Bravo. Like, she's been on Watch What Happens Live and stuff. So I'm like,
yeah.
obviously she knows who we are if she followed us, even yeah. if it was just for a night or a week or however long it was. But I remember talking
Amy,
to Kristen.
Amy, we love you.
We do.
She definitely listens to Shenanigans.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with it.
I'm not glad that that happened to you also, but I'm glad that we could have this moment together because
oh
I remember
God, I was so upset.
Texting Kristen. I was like,
I was just self-hating. I was like, what did I post that she was like, that's stupid. I'm unfollowing
right?
Hannah. Or I'm like, oh, maybe she didn't like something I said on Summer House. Oh, God.
Oh, no. What was it? I was thinking the same thing.
Who knows?
Yeah, totally.
Well, we'll get her back.
Where out of all of the places that you've done a show has been your favorite? And where is like a venue that would be like your dream place to do stand-up at?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so my dream is to do... This sounds random, but Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
So I went to University of Wisconsin-Madison,
okay.
which is like the most fun town
yeah.
in the Midwest. It's like the party school in the Midwest.
Wow.
So it has
Wisconsin.
This, yeah, it's like because it's so cold, you just always need a liquid layer yeah. of drunkenness. So it has this thing called like State Street. It's basically the city and the college intertwined, so it's mm-hmm. just like a hub of everything. And right by the Capitol is this really great comedy club that during school I would go and watch shows.
Yeah.
And now everyone, because I joke, like, go Badgers, because I went there. And people who go to Wisconsin.
Oh, is this the mascot you fuck?
Yes.
Yes.
So I need to go back. I need to talk to that fucking mascot. I did not think that story would like become a
oh
thing.
Oh my God. That was
oh
so
my
good.
God. So basically now people love Wisconsin so much. Like you'll be in LA and someone has a Badger shirt on. And you're like, go Badgers. Like it's a
yeah.
weird passion.
Okay.
So I want to play comedy on State. But I also have to say I've traveled random places like Kansas City, Buffalo. Some of these random places you think would be shitholes
mm-hmm.
all have like a really fun town to them. Like you yeah. find the right block that has
gems.
Like, yeah, like the coffee shops and they have like cool. So like Buffalo, I had like a great time.
Yeah.
Like, so it's really the random places. I went to Nashville, which was pretty cool.
I love Nashville.
It was the first time ever. And
yeah.
Des and I went. And he does comedy with me sometimes,
uh-huh.
so it's like an excuse
That's
to like
awesome.
Travel, but we're like working.
Yeah.
So I've been lucky to travel and just kind of do fun. I used to travel for tennis, which was
mm-hmm.
stressful because I would like go somewhere and lose and be like, I can never go back to this place.
Yeah.
But now I just perform, so it's been a much easier travel situation for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. So how do you prep for shows? Like, do you write all of your own jokes? Does Des help you at all? Do you, like, have, like, friends that, you know, just, like, based on experiences that you get stuff from?
Good question.
What's your process?
So the way I first started, I worked for Betches, which is where I first interviewed
right.
you. I was so nervous. You were one of my first biggest interviews. And I remember you were wearing, like, the cutest crop top.
Me in a crop top?
Yeah, that
what?
Was super off-brand for you, but it worked. So basically, I would write all these tweets for
mm-hmm.
Betches. Like, I called it Betches Boot Camp. Like, I was writing, like, 80 tweets a week. And then I started writing more that were, like, my voice, which
yeah.
is, like, a little goofier and sillier and a little more, like, shock value. And I started to be like, okay, I'm writing a lot about food, or I'm writing a lot about fuckboys, or I'm writing a lot about, like, cuddling. Then I realized, I'm like, I have jokes in this. Like, they're either premises or they're, like, punchlines. So I finally just started to put them together and just write it out. And then you practice the 10 minutes all the
mm-hmm.
time. But I don't force, like, I need to write jokes. I really do. Podcasting helps me a lot. Like,
yeah.
for example, like, us talking, the whole concept of, like, fucking with a baby is, like, fucking with, like, a pet times 10. Like, that's just something I started saying. And I'm like, oh, that could be something.
Right.
So honestly, I can't fucking force funny. I can't force creativity.
Yeah.
It's like right now, if I'm like, Sheena, write a song, you'd be like, yeah, but
good as gold.
So you just have to, it's like manifesting, like, you know, when you broke up with an ex and you like think about them all the time, it's like manifesting in a positive way where it's like, okay, I'm writing funny shit, keep an eye out all the time. So yeah. I have a notepad, and whenever I think of anything, I write it down. And then you have to just get the balls to try the new joke on stage. You put it in between two jokes you're comfortable with, uh-huh. so it won't like bomb.
Yeah.
And then with the audience, I kind of write on stage. Okay. So I'll like do the joke and then I'll kind of
and
riff
a little.
And that's
talent. Like for to just do the improv and stuff like that. Yeah.
The improv, it helps, like they call it tags, which are little okay. things. Like I have this joke about like people when they're having sex in movies and they're just like ripping each other's clothes off.
Right.
I was on stage and then I just go like I wear Zara. It's fast fashion. Like that was just a riff that I did one night and then I decided to keep it.
Yeah.
So it just, it's from just doing as much stand up as I can every night. And uh-huh. it's honestly like helped my mental health just to like, instead of being alone, just like
yeah.
worrying about your shit, just to like be working, which is, totally. I'm working on my therapist to feel my feelings also, but mm-hmm. it's given me a sense of purpose to like, try to just make people laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of podcasts, so you do yours, Burning in Hell. You still have Giggly Squad.
Yes, a page.
And then what's going on with Call Her Daddy? Because I swore you were going to be like the new co-host. Y'all are so good together.
Yeah, thank you.
How many episodes have you done?
We actually have a new one coming out next week.
Yes.
But Alex and I hit it off. But it was because actually during quarantine, when she had her breakup with Sophia, I did an episode, an opinion episode, but mm-hmm. I didn't pick a side. I was like, this is a larger issue between like the media conglomerates and the talent, yeah. which like you understand.
Yeah.
Where it starts to get weird where the talent now can get its own following and like uh-huh. doesn't really need you. But then they're like, no, but you got where you are because of us. And it's
right.
like, I was like, this is just like a, things are evolving.
Yeah.
And she actually reached out to me and was like, hey, I love Summer House. And I listened to your podcast. And I was like, what the fuck? What? And she was like, I think we have similar like vibes. And she's like, let's FaceTime. So it was like almost like a first date, like to see if we'd hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually quite similar.
Yeah.
And I'm in this new place where I just want to surround myself with like powerful, cool, driven women.
Yeah.
I love being inspired by people who are doing shit that I like to be around.
Mm-hmm.
And she's one of those people in my life who people say, like, I'm kind of bad with networking, actually. Like, I'm not really good at, like, social climbing or any of that stuff. But when I hit it off with you, like, I hit it off with you. And I feel like you're like that, too. Like,
yeah.
you're very consistent.
Yeah.
Like, you're always the same. Like, Sheena's always this kind of friend where, like, I'm kind of like that, too. Like, we're either great or, like, we're not hitting it off.
Right.
And when we're great, it's like, you don't know. It's just a real-ass friendship.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, you mentioned Summer House.
Yes.
Can we talk about Winter House?
I haven't watched it.
I haven't either.
But Paige like, and Sierra give me all the tea, so yeah. I kind of know what's going on.
I was
going
to say, are you going to watch?
To be honest, it would give me PTSD.
Yeah.
And it is weird because it's something that I like was such a great part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
To then like see it happening without me is so weird.
Right.
But it's like, I'm so different than I was when I was 26 and single, and that shit was so fun for me.
Would you have wanted to do Winter House, being where you're at in life right now, engaged and like with your comedy going so well? Like, would you have wanted to do that?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have been a fit.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we were all cool.
Like, if it was a year before.
If I was single, yeah.
Totally.
But I just fell madly in love. And the show.
I love that.
The show isn't like Vanderpump. The show is really like,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like Real World. It's like, they yeah. just throw a bunch of people in. It's like, who wants to fuck? Who wants to fight?
Yeah.
And that shit's like fun when you have that like chaotic energy, which we love on reality
totally.
TV.
Totally.
But when you're meeting someone, like, you have to have a whole different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
When you care about someone a lot.
Yeah.
And they're not following your life. They're finding, like, they're following when they lock you in a house, what happens.
Right. A lot of people had asked where you stand with Kyle and Amanda right now.
We haven't spoke since the reunion.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, I did reach out,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't respond.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm at the point in my life where I'm like, look, we did a great TV show together.
Yeah.
Like, I really only have positive wishes for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, kind of unfortunate that it was, like, when the show aired that things hit the fan.
Yeah.
Because I've only, since day one, wanted the best for their relationship, and you'll never hear me say a bad word about their relationship.
I love that. Let's talk about your relationship.
I just believe in karma. Don't talk bad about people's relationships, because
no.
that shit goes full circle.
Absolutely.
And no one has a perfect relationship.
Yeah.
So it's, like,
no.
No one should be
That's so
themselves.
True.
Mm-hmm.
So, wedding plans.
I'm so mad you haven't met Dez.
See, and I feel like I have, but I haven't.
Well, yeah, I'm like, I'm with Sheena. And he's like, okay, the Sheena girl you're always with, and I've never seen her. And
I feel like I know him. That's the thing with reality TV. When you watch someone and then I see him on your Instagram or your podcast.
What's funny
or whatever,
is I know Brock before he was on TV. So I'm kind of laughing when I like hear people talk about Brock on TV. Because I'm like, I know Brock before he was on TV.
That's so, because Dez was supposed to meet up with us a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And then that didn't happen.
Because it's funny, he's doing the same thing as me. Like, he's doing comedy in Ireland right now. So we'll just call each other, like, how was your show? My show was good. How was your show? So we don't really feel like we're missing out on anything.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like him and Brock will get along because
Dez
loves Australia. Like, he's lived in, like, Ireland, Australia, England. So, like, they'll have, like, foreign, like, cultured boy talk. You know what
love
I mean?
That.
And we'll just be like, we like alcohol.
Have you guys set a date?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh my God, I love that. You're like so experienced with the wedding stuff. Like I need to be asking more questions.
May 2022. Wedding number two.
I know.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Exciting.
I was joking with Paige that Dez is like second husband energy for me. And then I told Dez, and Dez was like, you're second wife energy for me, bitch. Like, because he's 45 and I'm 30.
That's
but
funny.
I feel like we really did live our own lives beforehand and like gained like real independence and like security in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And finally we're just like, okay, I'm ready to like have a partner in my own life.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Because he's, who knows what the fuck he was up to before, like traveling as a comic, like being wild. And finally, I think, I joke that he's a retired fuckboy. Like he just got tired and was like, okay, let's lock this shit up. Little do you know that I'm not domesticated for shit, but like I make money.
Yeah.
So. You know how it is.
Katie.h wants to know if Paige is a bridesmaid or your maid of honor.
Okay, so I'm going to have a bachelorette party and like Paige will be there, Sarah will be there, it'll be a good cast crew. I think I'm gonna do it like Simple Life.
Yeah.
Where
wait, like Simple Life.
I basically wanna do it at like with like farm animals and like a cabin. Not camping. I don't fuck with camping.
Hold up.
I basically...
Elaborate, please.
I don't want these, like, bachelorette party where you just, like, party. I'm like, we could do that anytime.
Right.
I want to get them upstate New York in a cabin with farm animals, and we just, like, do weird shit.
Please tell me you, like, vlog this.
It's for the content, Shani.
Okay.
You know
I'm
that.
I'm like...
But I also, then I was like, do we need to make a movie about, like... Bachelorette trips gone wrong. Then I'm like, wait, that's definitely been done before. But the farm, I just love animals.
Yeah.
So my, because I don't even like drinking that much nowadays.
Uh-huh.
As I'm drinking.
As we're doing a drinking and podcasting.
Yeah, cheers. And then my friend was like, well, if you love animals, let's do like at a farm. And I'm like, that is rowdy. But anyway, I'm not going to have bridesmaids.
Okay.
And Dez isn't going to have groomsmen.
Uh-huh.
We're kind of simplifying it.
I'm not going to next time either.
I feel like it causes, like, more drama and complications.
Yeah.
I'm just not...
Mm-hmm.
It's more like everyone at my wedding I fucking love, and I don't want to rank, and I don't want MySpace top eight my friends,
right.
You know?
No, I already did that, too, and I'm like, I mean, if anything, like, I would maybe only want, like, my sister. But then it's like, but then Brock has four siblings, and I'm like, if he, because this is, we're both divorced, mm-hmm. but he just kind of did, like, a signed papers courthouse thing his first time around.
Mm-hmm.
So he's never had, like, an actual, like, big wedding. So I'm like, mm-hmm. if he really wanted groomsmen and all of the guys standing up there, then, okay.
Like, if Brock wants the big wedding, I'll give it
to
him.
I will, but ideally, I don't want that. I've already, well, like, been there, done that.
There's something weird about, like, making them stand. Like, I know it's nice, like, they're supportive, but I feel like, you guys, you did that. You proved to your friends.
Yeah.
Like, we all know that people support you in your life. So, like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Let them wear whatever the fuck they want, and let's party.
I agree.
Yeah.
C.S. Scotty 11 wants to know if you have any regrets from your last season on Summer House.
I mean...
Psychic? I'm just kidding.
I feel like... You know reality TV, and I gave it my all.
Yeah.
And I hope that everyone was fucking entertained.
Oh, absolutely.
And that is one thing that I will promise you.
100%.
Is I will bring it, my A game every time.
Yeah.
Whether it's really funny or you think it's fucking crazy, I tried.
Yeah. _ Melinda Mary wants to know if you approve of Paige and Craig.
It's so funny. I haven't been with them in person as a couple.
Okay.
Because we've been, like, traveling and stuff. But we do Giggly Squad every week. I get all the tea. I know how everything's going. And I feel like at this point in our life, it's weird because I've, like, left the reality TV game and somehow she's gotten, like, so much more
into it.
When we were, like, we were Bonnie and Clyde. Like, we yeah. were in it together. So for me, I'm like, if you're going to be in on this, like, it's great that you have a guy who's also in it with you.
Totally.
It's so hard to date on reality TV with yeah. guys who aren't supportive of it. And she's dealt with that before.
Mm-hmm.
So is it scary also to be on reality TV with a guy who wants to be on reality TV? It could be, but she knows,
yeah.
like, there's love is so fucking complicated.
Right.
And on TV, it's hard. So I'm happy that she's with someone who supports your career.
Yeah, I agree. And I do love that Bravo is finally, like, intertwining shows together. Because this was yeah. one of the things when, like, Nima and I were dating. Yeah. I was like, but how is this going to work? Like, I can't just be on Shaws of Sunset. Like, you're not just going to, like, come into Sir on Vanderpump Rules. Like, this isn't going to work. Like, they don't, like, do crossovers.
Because Bravo's all about, like, the reality of the situation. And the reality of the situation is that you yeah. guys are both in LA. You're seeing each other. It's not like the shows are two different universes.
Yeah.
And I also know that we've all become friends, well, especially uh-huh. the younger shows. Like, I remember when we first met, and yeah, Vanderpump did crossovers with us.
Yeah.
So it kind of made sense that Southern Charm. I love it so much. And we all bond over, like, the crazy Bravo universe.
Yeah.
I also remember during quarantine, Paige and I were doing our Giggly Squad lives
uh-huh.
every fucking night.
Yes, I remember.
And Craig and Austin were doing Instagram lives every fucking night.
Yeah.
But they would do, like, 4 p.m. to 10, just, like, reckless drinking.
Oh, my God.
And we'd do, like, 10 to 11. And they'd be like, how do you guys keep it up? And we're like, we don't drink all fucking day. You right. guys are animals. But we had this. And then we'd, like, go on there sometimes. But just the world is kind of small. And
yeah.
when it comes to, we're all crazy in reality TV, so it makes sense we're bonding.
Totally. There was another question that came in. I saw it. I didn't screenshot it, so I can't shout out the person. But they wanted to know if other Bravo Lebs are going to be invited to the wedding.
Yeah.
Will you guys film something for the wedding that, like, will you vlog it? Do, like, a wedding video that, like, other people can see? Or are you going to keep it private?
So far, we don't have any plans of, like, filming it. As yeah. you know, that shit's wild.
But you should get a videographer just
definitely.
For, even if it's just for yourself, to have those moments.
We definitely have a videographer.
Yeah.
And I'm down. Like, I think it'll be, my friends, there's so many characters that'll be there, like, comedians, Bravo celebrities. So, like, I think everyone should have fun with their phone. Like,
yeah.
We're content creators anyway. I want everyone
totally.
Dance moves, outfits, whatever. It's also going to be on the ocean in West Hampton,
oh,
which is going to be,
so
like, you can't really fuck
nice.
It up.
Yeah.
And it's funny because at first I was like, I want a garage wedding, like some pizza, whatever. And now I'm like, okay, it's on the fucking ocean and I want this and I need that and I want this fucking huge ring. So we've evolved.
Yeah.
But Des is, like, into it and I'm happy.
I love that.
Yeah. I'm like, Des is intimate. It just, at first he was like, oh, I don't care. And now he has, like, all these opinions, which
yeah.
is really funny.
I love
so,
that.
Yeah.
Well, I love this. I love love. I love how much I've been able to see you this past week. And we're going to continue at New York.
I know. You've spoiled
so
me. Just so much Sheena time. And I love going on Shenanigans. I've been doing it for a while. And it's
yeah.
always just, like, the most fun,
yeah.
easy
Thank
laid-back
Thank you for
pod.
Being here again.
Thank you, baby. I love you.
So you guys, be sure to listen to Giggly Squad, Burning in Hell, and check out the new episodes of Call Her Daddy. Because
oh my God, yes.
it's just so fun. I love it.
You know way too much about my vagina, but I love it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.
Sheena Shea. Shay FK.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.